I don't force these opportunities. I don't hustle for these opportunities. I receive them because I've put myself in a position of authority and visibility by standing in some very powerful decisions that I've made.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. I hope that you have been loving this week so far, as this is the first time that we are doing two episodes per week. I shared all about that on Monday's episode, which was kind of a recap for 2023 and sharing what's to come. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, definitely go back and listen to episode 360, which again just dropped on Monday. And it's where I share all about how we are now going to be a two episode a week podcast, which is super exciting. I actually used to do two episodes a week way back. I want to say maybe in 2018. And it's been a while since I did that. And so I'm excited to come back twice a week into your earbuds, or if you're watching on YouTube, to continue to support your growth journey. And with that, I am sharing a conversation in an episode today that I have shared in the past, but it is a topic and a conversation that I think is so important. And it is all about how to stop overthinking, how to really create a new way and get out of that burnout. Because the new year, and really every new year, but I feel like this one more importantly, is really about making a decision in a whole new way. And it's a way that I think women have always really had this power to truly honor who we are and the power that we already have inside us, and how that allows us to do business in our way. And I feel like now more than ever, it just looks so different. And we know that there's not going to be one right way to do things, but the best thing that you can do right now is to think about, what is my new way? What am I going to stop doing? What am I going to start doing? And how am I going to show up in a brand new way? And that is what today's conversation is all about. And for me, one of the ways that I am continuing to show up in new ways every single year is through supporting the women inside my mastermind. Now, my mastermind is a 6-month mastermind that has been open for application for the past couple of months, but we are literally closing applications down at the end of this week because we're getting started into all of the goodness. And I have had lots of people come in to apply just over the last couple of weeks, which is very common for January to kind of be that month that people get out of the haze of the holidays and really start to root into what they want this year. But if you've been thinking about joining Mastermind, maybe you have seen the emails or previous podcast episodes where I've been talking about my Mastermind. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind to apply, to get all of the details. This is a private 6-month experience with a very small but mighty, incredible group of women. If you have been craving to walk into a room where you know the moment you enter it, you are going to level up, my friend, this mastermind is for you. This is the room where we have the real conversations, where we get the behind the scenes strategies, and where we really learn from the hard decisions made by like-minded leaders who have built their companies to the levels that we're going to and really beyond. And if you are ready to learn how this year and this experience can just be different from the other circles and groups and things that you've been a part of in the past, then you need to apply for this mastermind. This is for high achievers to learn from and support each other. This is for 6-figure earners who are ready to go to that multi 6 to 7 figures and beyond. And this is really about the people that are ready to lay the new foundations. You know that you need to hire better and more smart. You know that you need to be putting people in the right seats. You know that you need systems and processes and new foundations to really support all of the bigness that you're calling in. And we are going to be doing that and so much more inside this mastermind. If you are ready to take it to that next level, if you are ready to be surrounded by other women who don't typically sign up for the fluffy retreats or the general events or all of those things too, know that you're not going to be alone here. This is your moment. I would love to have you be a part of this incredible journey this year with us and to help support you through your next level of mastery. So if this is you, then head to juliesolomon.net/mastermind to apply before we close down for the rest of the year. We are literally closing down. This is not going to be open again until 2025. And I do not want you to have to wait that long to step into your next version. So head over to that link to get all the information that you need. And with that, let's dive into all the things overthinking, burnout, and creating a new way.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. And we are diving in to another really important, quick but powerful conversation today. And this is about how we step into the new way of doing things and how do we shed what may be the old way of doing things that is really no longer serving us. And for me, this is really about you honoring how to step in to your own decision-making power. And I feel that the number one thing that keeps so many women that I talk to from their next level of growth and success is this. It's their stinking thinking, the overthinking, the overanalyzing. And it's just like, stop. Enough is enough with all of that. Stop overthinking it. Stop overanalyzing it. Stop with the but what ifs. Stop waiting until you're ready. Do you know what creates the readiness? It's inspired action that creates the empowered results. And so we have to believe that we've got this. We have to know that we've got this. And it's standing in our decision-making power that allows us to do that, as well as making powerful decisions that allow us to do that. And that has really been the catalyst to how I've been able to just this year make multi-six figures in revenue from visibility and thought leadership, which includes keynote speaking and podcast sponsorships and book publishing and brand partnerships. And this doesn't include anything from the money that I actually generate in my day-to-day business. And the thing is, revenue from building authority with speaking, with writing books, with being on other people's podcasts and what that brings in, with marketing, with branding, it's all become a very natural part of my revenue stream because of the decisions that I have made. It's a new year, which means it's a new opportunity for growth. And that is why I am so excited to share with you my brand new free sustainable audience growth guide. Just go to juliesolomon.net/growth to get the details and to get your guide. This guide is the surprisingly simple way for you to build your audience this year. And guess what? You get to do it without having to post on social media every single day. Yes, my friends, if you feel like you are giving your all to building your audience, yet that follower number and that engagement are stuck in quicksand, this is the guide for you. It's time to stop wondering how to build an audience and brand that translates into a scalable business and embrace a new way that increases engagement, gives you a clear path to success, and simplifies your growth strategy. The free Sustainable Audience Growth Guide teaches you a powerful and efficient way to think differently about audience growth this year so that you work smarter and not harder while building your brand and bottom line. This is a must-have for anyone serious about creating multiple income streams on the back of a solid social media presence this year. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/growth and put your name and your email in there, and I will send you the guide immediately. And as a little bonus for you, with this guide, you are also going to be receiving a free video tutorial of me walking and talking you through each step outlined in the guide. Because my friends, if you are anything like me, I need a little handholding. I need the step by step by step by step. So I'm not only giving you a guide here, but I am giving you a free video tutorial for you to walk through. And you get lifetime access to this, my friends. This guide and this video is yours to keep forever. Just go to juliesolomon.net/growth to get your hands on the guide.
Revenue from work that is truly fun and it stretches me to new levels of growth. It's not my primary revenue stream, and it's not something that I spend countless hours trying to make happen for myself. I don't force these opportunities. I don't hustle for these opportunities. I receive them because I've put myself in a position of authority and visibility by standing in some very powerful decisions that I've made, by standing in my decision-making power and being very intentional with that, and with also who I choose to invest my time and energy into. And that is really what I feel creates that sought-after leader. And I know that if you desire this, it is more than available to you, because I see it happen time and time again with clients that I get to work with in a higher proximity that get it and they start to stand in their decision-making power. And once we really do that and we build that foundation for that next level of impact, it's just boom, it skyrockets, it fast tracks the speaking gigs, the publishing books, the media coverage, hitting new money milestones, it all opens up. And so I know that it's possible. And I know that if you're ready for your revenue and your impact and your visibility to rise, then you have to start with that decision-making power. You have to get out of your head. You have to allow yourself to take inspired action and to be moved. And I feel that even my teaching style and how I show up is all about combining the wisdom and expertise that I have with the support and visibility that I've always really had a power in, that I'm even tapping more into and discovering now in new ways, because this really is my gift to the world. I have this ability to take leaders and women
who just have this star quality about them, this it factor about them. And I take that star quality and I crack it open and I help them expand to the next level of impact and whatever that is for them. And I have been doing this since I was 20 years old as a publicist for some of the biggest artists and thought leaders and authors of our time. And now I get to do it with leaders in the online space. And I'm sharing this and I'm being super vulnerable and exposing some of my own deepest experiences and fears in my life and my career and all of my trial and errors. We've been talking so much about that over the last couple of months that have not been so glamorous and quite painful, actually, at times. But I'm doing that because I'm a 38-year-old woman who's gone through some real crap. And now I know what real life is about. And my lesson, I think, over especially the last couple of years has been a lot of grief and loss and self-doubt and trial and error. But instead of staying in that place, what I like to call the death hole of pit crap, I've decided that life is going to be really short or it's going to be really long. And I'd like the short times to be filled with the self-doubt and I'd like the long times to be filled with love and service. And the way in which I make that happen is by standing in my decision-making power. And so this new year is really about making a decision in a whole new way. And it's a way that women have always, I think, had this power to honor truly who we are and the power we already have inside of us and really doing business our way. And I know that I've spoken on this before, how we, you know, we all come into business plugging into these existing models, right? Whether we even realize it or not, we all have these programs with how we show up. And I think now it looks so different in so many different ways. And there's just not going to be one right way. There's not going to be one right way to do things. But the best thing you can do right now is think about, what is my new way? What am I going to stop doing? What am I going to start doing? What am I resisting? What is it that needs to change? What is it that needs to shift? And how can you make a move in that direction right now? How can you make an inspired decision right now that leads to an empowered result? Because I will tell you, feeling into those decisions, taking inspired action, it always lends to more empowered results than just working out the numbers in your head. Do your homework, back it up if you need to, but let that internal guidance lead you. Trust yourself. And then you get so much more immense clarity by working it out if you want to. You know, I had an alumni mastermind client that I was just checking in with last week, and she's been on the, you know, I would say kind of this precipice of this whole new level of what she's creating. And there's, you know, she's kind of been at this teetering point, this cutting edge point, if you will. And we've been waiting for some things to kind of snap into action for her. And I can tell, like, at this point she came in and she's just like, Julie, I don't care if the team's there or not there. I don't care if this is in place. I don't care anymore. I don't care if anything's not there. I am ready to make this happen. I am ready to map this out. Let's map this out. And it's like we were operating from this place in the future. We were literally mapping it out as if we were there. And I'm not kidding you, the next week she got this insane opportunity to leverage this new work that we had been mapping out from this future place. It was so next level for her business, for her exposure. And this is what happens when you get that incredible clarity. And also, I'm going to add, when you ask, and this, my friends, is when the power of belief and prayer come in, at least for me anyway. This is the power of asking for help, for guidance, for more to be revealed. And this is the step I'm going to add to what so many other women talk about already. But this next step that I want to add, there's this intention, right? Intention setting and acting as if, that a lot of people talk about. You got to manifest, you got to like get embodied, you got to get in alignment. But then you got to ask whatever your belief system may be, okay? You're asking Jesus, your higher power, you're asking God, you're asking your guides, the universe. You know, for me, it's prayer, and it's prayer to God asking, God, I need more help here. God, I've gotten myself here, and now I'm surrendering this to you. This is beyond me. I need some help. I need some inspired action. I am asking for more to be revealed, and I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. And I think it's just remembering that we can do that. We have access to that. That is available to us. And I think that if you just add in that final step, it's not just about alignment. and manifesting. But if you can add that final step in, I'm telling you, things will start to shift. And I'm seeing it with so many of my clients. And on top of that, it's this energy right now that I think that we're all witnessing. I know I am. This speed of fast tracking and reaching our dreams faster than ever before, and just prayers coming true that I've never seen in the years that I've been in business. And if you get super clear right now on what you want, you ask for the help, you ask for the guidance, you ask for the support, and then you believe that it's there. And then you plug into this amazing energy of knowing that you are supported and things are going to happen for your greatest good. It will shift things. There's just one little catch. It may look different than you thought it would. And that's where the surrender part has to come in. But I know a lot more people are really more into that surrender mode right now, which I think is great because we all need it, especially those of us who used to gain a lot of success by controlling. Control was how we thrived. Control was how we were a success. That was the model of success that was being thrown at us. We've got to control our outcomes. Our new model of success is not necessarily controlling our outcomes. It's really honoring our new way. And to be honest, that is one of the best gifts that I have ever received from being in this space and from coaching. I have learned that if you offer your wisdom, your knowingness, your help more than once to someone who's never asked for it, you're trying to control. We even do this to ourselves. The awareness there is that if someone else is going through something, you know, do I feel the urge to offer help? And if they don't want my help, am I going to feel the need to control by offering it again and again and again and again and again? Because that's how I think I'm going to be successful here at this thing of offering help. And the other thing that I have learned through surrender is that I do something called I wait for the question mark. If someone doesn't ask me a question, I don't jump in with my amazing thoughts and my great ideas and opinions on what I think is best for them. And doing this, having this power to pause, has allowed me to hold space in a way, especially as a coach, where I can say, I see you, I hear you, I am with you. You are fully supported in this moment, but I do not know what is best for you, but I trust that your wisdom and your guidance and your God and your own surrendering to prayer and God does know what's best for you. That your connection to your greater source by far knows what's better for you than I do. And that has been a game changer for me. And with that, happy, beautiful new year, my friends. We made it. We did it. We are here. We can now leave this impactful, transformative, powerful year of so many lessons learned, so much wisdom gained, and decide what we're taking with us. And I know that I am taking you with me into next year. And I feel so grateful and honored to be able to do that with our incredible podcast community. We are going on our sixth year of the Influencer Podcast. It is just incredible. It is amazing. And it literally would not be happening if it wasn't for you coming in week after week to listen to this show and the energy, the expansive energy that comes from you just being here and you listening and you taking it in is enough. And if you feel compelled, the one thing that I would ask is that you just share it. Share this podcast. You can screenshot an episode, tag me in it, let me know what your takeaway was. You could share it with a friend. I don't even have to know that you're sharing it. That is the most amazing thing that you could do for our collective consciousness right now to keep this moving, to keep this going, to keep this energy thriving is to share it. And so with that, I thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And I will see you same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.